Did you know that I told you the point of the question is one thing, and only one thing, and a very simple thing? That's the message to me. If it's real, and if I die and buried as a Muslim, and if there are those two guys coming to visit you first night, and their first question is, who's your God? I know what to say. And if they say, do you believe? Are you a believer? Did you receive the message? I say, yes, I know it. And it's one simple sentence. Both of them. The first one doesn't regard you. It's me and those two guys. The second one is something you should know. What is the message? Remember? The essence of the of all talking, of all messengers from the beginning up to now. This is in one small sentence. And you have to remember who is write it down. Yes, engrave it in gold. Put it on the top of your fireplace. So what can I say? You could become better. You could become better. That means there is always room for improvement, and that improvement is the message. You are what you are, and your history could be whatever. You could become better. You know what I'm talking about? That. Here, he said, I'm not that better. Doesn't matter who am I now. This is Rumi sitting down at the highest echelon, enviable to all of us, right? But he knows that this is not the end of it. Tomorrow I can become better. So I'm not the best of me. That's the source of one permanent dissatisfaction. Which is good. Because if not, you are delusion permanently. The delusion goes away for you if you understand that. Okay, this is me, this is not the best of me. I could become better. Period. Therefore, I'm never there. Doesn't mean that I'm not satisfied with what I am. Doesn't mean I'm bad. But I'm not the best of me. I could be better. Improvement, that's all. So, is that okay? I have to cry. Why? Because I'm not in that circle. The drunk people around him are not there yet. How do I know? A very serious question, right? Could you ask someone who says that, I'm not drunk yet? Could you ask him, how do you know? I know I'm not drunk yet, because I'm thinking, logically I'm talking about this, therefore I'm not one of those drunk ones. Those drunk ones, they don't answer you. You're just drunk. Therefore, I'm not there yet. I'm not intoxicated with him. That's the verse, 1774. And again, and again, and again, and look at it. I mean, go through it, you have a couple of weeks, and go through this story very carefully and intensely. You will find a lot. Doesn't matter that a lot of it is lost in translation. I'll try my best to come back to it and do it, but dig it, because they say, you know what? I mean, let go of this explanation. I go to the nanny. I have to now, because he likes it. How could I not nag, because I'm not in that circle yet? And how could I not be restless, because I'm going from night to day without his presence sometimes? And look at me, his unsweetness is sweet to me. Everything is working opposite. This is a puzzle, because I'm in love with my grief and pain for the sake of pleasing my peerless king. او شرم بر رنج خیش و درد خیش بهر خوشنگی شاه و فرخیش I love the misery, because that will make him happy. No matter what, I love it, because I will choose. I choose his name. His. And we will arrive to a verse that is not really readable in version, where you say, I'm complaining of the soul of the soul. Of course not, I'm not complaining. I'm relating. Because this all is revocat. It's not that really I have some negative stuff here. Nothing is that. Yes, in a way my heart says that, oh, he doesn't like me enough, I'm offended. Well, I laugh at this argument of my heart even. Why? I told you. Do you remember he told me something in the last paragraph? I insist on it. Here he says it again. Where are threshold and days in reality? In the quarter where our beloved is, where are we and I? This doesn't sound poetic to me, sorry. But in Persian, what you say, you know what? When I talk about this love, there is no me and him. There is we. There is no I. There is no him. That state of mind. That state of mind when the man and a woman become one means me and my intelligence will be one. Now, I am me, a lost person, and my intelligence is... What is your intelligence, John?
What culture is created?
Your intelligence is your ear. It's the one who is in control. And you are the controlled one. Right? He says, listen, there is a state of mind that there is no difference between you and your intelligence. You become one. You become you, real, real you, in the essence. That's the state of mind we are looking for. When man and a woman become one, you are that one. When the unit are ripped out, you are that unit. And it's all you. Suddenly, he meets all of us, he turns around, and talks to him. Letting go of all the grammar and stuff and say, haha, you know what? I believe you created this I and we because you wanted to play a game with yourself. And that game is the game of khidmat. The backman of khidmat. You know what khidmat is? Serving, giving the service. You wanted to give a service to yourself, therefore you created this me and we and us and all that, because it's only you. And you created all these differences, why? You tell me. Now let's go back to that simplest, realistic view. What is this universe? This existence is a mixture of all different stuffs, which each of them is different. So I make something like this. Why should I make something like this? Why should I paint a picture that every single pixel is different? Maybe I'm silly, I like that picture. But did he create this picture this way? No. If you look at the picture, there is another dimension to it. First thing is, every pixel is different. Then what? Every pixel will change. No pixel could remain the same. Right? Mix them together. Look at that. There should be only two outcomes here. If you made a system that each part of that system is unique, and you make a rule that every single moment of time, every single piece will change. The outcome should be either chaos or an order, right? The chaos you understand is an ever-changing, aimless process. We imagine that, right? And that's a very dilemma, because in mathematics, when you go there, then those signs will arrive, eternity, blah, 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 limitless, and blah, which will confuse you. That's why you give up the mathematics. Because the scale is too big, that chaos. There could be one order coming out of this. What is it? You picture it for me. Use your imagination. I made a system. Each part of the system is different than you need. And they change. None of them will remain the same. I made it, let's say for a purpose. 2,000 years from now, the machine finishes the work. Either the machine is ruined because everything is falling apart, or there will be an order. What is that order? Mathematically, you cannot say that order is that everything is different, because we have an order. You cannot say everything is changing, because we have an order. So you should have something else. Could you imagine that something else? I could. This system becomes one, and everything is exactly the same. This is the only other you could imagine, right? Either chaos or a simple order. That order is that they changed and changed and changed and became one, right? Listen to this. You contrive this I and we in order that you might play the game of worship with yourself. Worship is not there. But we understand the next verse. That all I's and thou's should become one soul, and at last should be submerged in the beloved. Means that state of unity. This chaos is made to work towards that. And the Creator did it. We are just playing our part in this game. And our part is the most important part of us. And in another scale, it's irrelevant. Because each of us is so tiny and forgettable, like those little numbers which we follow, a couple of .00000 and something. That something is rough. Something like that. So there is both of them, right? All this is, I cannot read that, something, maybe you come and think like that, but in Persian, it's in Hanastu Piawe Amrikun. All of this exists here, and you, who said, be. You, the Creator, you see how created? He said, be. Everything was. Said, everything exists from you who have that order. You, the one that nobody could explain and talk about. You are beyond all of this. And we'll come back to this definition that this I could not see the how. It's ridiculous that you think when we're talking about seeing him, to see it like this. We're talking about seeing it with third eye, the one you have inside. And when I said, okay, let's go back to the third eye. Where is the third eye? Do you remember? That big one in Kathmandu, in Nepal, you will see it. There is one eye looking at you. There's always a tower. There is no clock to call you to work. There's an eye looking at you. You are under observation. That third eye is in here, located in Buddha's picture. And actually, it's the eye